Donald Trump has knocked out all of his rivals for the Republican nomination, but you wouldn't know it by looking at his campaign schedule. Today, the candidate is setting out on his biggest campaign swing since becoming the de facto nominee. As NPR's Sarah McCammon reports, he's still focused on states less important, that is, primary states.
New Mexico, California, Montana, not exactly general election battlegrounds, but all places where Donald Trump is going this week.
Obviously, he's going to be the nominee anyway, but this keeps voter interest in the process, and it is the opening salvo for the general election.
That's Roger Stone, a Republican strategist who once worked for Trump. He had a messy exit from the campaign last summer, but says he remains loyal.
He won the nomination virtually by himself.
Stone says Trump got this far mostly by appealing to voters directly through mass media and without much help from pollsters or a traditional campaign apparatus.
Now, however, the campaign moves into a different phase.
Trump has now hired a pollster. This week, he'll hold his first fundraiser, and he's giving a speech on energy in North Dakota. Bruce Haynes, a Republican consultant with Purple Strategies, says Trump is taking steps that are needed for the general election. And Haynes says Trump still hasn't proven himself to doubters in the GOP.
Who are concerned about his demeanor, who are concerned about his grasp of the issues. So Donald Trump is still running to unify the Republican Party.
Haynes says campaigning in places like California, where Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders are still locked in a heated primary fight, gives Trump the chance to portray himself as that unifier.
This is the opposite narrative that many people had predicted a few months ago in this race, and that's a good story for Donald Trump and the Republicans, and his presence out on the campaign trail just feeds that story and puts that contrast on display.
And keeps Trump in the spotlight. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, New York.